Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think we're going to be good with my microphone. It's kind of fading out there during the children's message, but we should be okay here, I think. Dear friends, today is a day to remember. That's the key word. It's All Saints' Day. We're remembering those who have died in the faith, who have come before us. It's also a day for us to remember who we are, that we are blessed, and that we have a very significant standing before God. We are saints. Now, there's probably one tool that helps us remember more than any other. What is it? What do you use to help you remember? Sticky notes, I heard someone whisper. Do you know how sticky notes were invented? I think I've shared this maybe, and maybe you've heard it passed around, but a man named Arthur Fry was very frustrated about the choir practices at his Lutheran church in Minnesota in 1974. I'll tell you why. On Wednesdays, he would show up and for choir practice, and he would mark the pages of his music with his bookmarks and was very serious about his choral music, as Colleen would be. And then on Sunday, when he showed up for the performance with the choir, he'd find his bookmarks all on the ground, scattered, and he didn't know where the right parts were for his choral music. It was out of that frustration that sticky notes, post-it notes, were invented. Arthur Fry needed an adhesive that was strong enough to be pulled off a page and then reattached to another, but something that was weak enough so it wouldn't rip a page either. And going back to his days at 3M in 1968, he remembered a failed experiment. And from that failed experiment, he used that adhesive in 1968 that failed in 1974, and he developed sticky notes. Lesson learned. If you want to invent something or have creativity, join the Peace Lutheran Choir. That's where amazing things happen. You're going to increase choir next week. Double it, Colleen. Today is a sticky note, kind of post-it kind of day. And what I did here this morning is I've been thinking, this is a very meaningful service for me. Because I think back over the funerals that we've had at Peace. Beyond this last year. What I did here is I put down some of the names of people on sticky notes. And I'm put here them here on the altar here this morning. Just, it's a way to remember them. Sticky notes, names to remember these special people. I don't have everyone here this morning from our list that we're going to share here in a few minutes, but I want to use this as a teaching illustration for my sermon here. Got about 10 of the names. Put them up here. Ah, we're covered. We got sticky notes and we got names. We're always going to remember them forever, right? What are the roadblocks to remembering things and people? I wasn't going to say that. I'm not going to repeat it either. You know, as I was thinking about that, I didn't think of that thing that you said. But I did think of something else. I think one thing that what hurts our remembering is when we have so much information to remember and we're overwhelmed. It can cause confusion. Picture my computer in my office a couple of years ago with the sticky notes that were all around my computer. I had every single password and every little connection to every website on that computer. If anyone sat down and looked at it, they would be overwhelmed and confused because there are so many sticky notes. See, sticky notes can kind of overwhelm and confuse us when there's so many of them. And if we were to fill this altar with sticky notes of everyone who had passed in the faith, it would be full and it'd be overwhelming and even confusing for us because we wouldn't know every single individual one. See, when there's a lot of information, we don't remember as much as we once had. You know, it's interesting how All Saints Sunday developed in the early church. Interesting story. After a few decades, the church would use their form of sticky notes to remember the saints who had died. The way to do that would be to honor a saint with a festival. So Paul had a festival, let's say, in November. Peter had a festival in, let's say, September. Lydia had a festival day in December, and Phoebe. And that's how they could remember the saints who had gone before. But you see, after decades passed by, and after there were many saints who had died, it was overwhelming and confusing for the church. So the early church made a decision. Let's have All Saints Sunday so that we can cover all the saints and we can remember. But that story reminds us that when there are a whole bunch of names and people to remember, we sometimes forget. It's overwhelming. Our memory isn't always all that great. Other reasons why we don't remember. Perhaps we're in distress. Do you remember well when you're under duress and distress and challenged circumstances? Jerry, yeah, you're nodding your head. Yeah? When we're stressed, we don't remember so well. I have on occasion gone to the grocery store with a very itemized list on my sticky note that Alicia has dictated to me. Do you do that too? You go to the store, the grocery store, with a sticky note to remember what you should purchase. My notes usually read something like this: cereal, yogurt, bananas, tomatoes, peanut butter, and jelly, of course. Peanut butter is my favorite. Now, it's always funny how when I come home, what I bring home doesn't usually match the list. What comes home are the donuts and the candy bars. Oh, there's bananas, there's tomatoes, there's peanut butter, and there's jelly. But there's a candy bar, too, in there. Now, part of the reason that happens is because I see a lot of you in the grocery store. And Gene, I just saw you in the grocery store just Friday, and I get distracted. I don't look at my list. It's part of the reason. Is because I'm rushed and I'm hurrying and I don't really follow my list on my sticky note. And part of the reason is me. I have strong desires for things that are not on my list. Part of the reason why we don't remember people is because we have our own challenges, our own stress, our own difficulties, our own ways that we want, our own desire to take things the way that we want. And we don't remember as we should. You know, sometimes when we do remember someone or a person, isn't it often that we remember the bad things about them, not the good things? When we do remember someone, it's not the not-so-good things or the rough patch in their life. Oh, that guy named John. Oh, he was rough. You should stay away from him. We remember him that way. Or that lady Carolyn. Oh, she was very argumentative. She was tough. Or that family. The husband and wife were nice, but their kids were wrecks. So often when we do remember, it's the faults and the rough patches. And we don't remember as we should. Remembering, this is a day of remembrance, but friends, humanly speaking, thinking about remembering, we don't do an excellent job remembering. One, so many things to remember, we get confused. Two, we get distracted with our own difficulties and challenges in life. Three, what we do remember is not necessarily the good things. In fact, when a name is uplifted today, when the bell's rung, you may think, boy, why is that person's name being read? I knew what they did when they were living. That happens. We don't always remember. Or you're maybe thinking this: will I be remembered? Will my grandchildren remember me? Will my great-grandchildren remember me? Will my great-great-grandchildren remember me? Friends, the beauty of All Saints Sunday is not in the fact that we remember, because we don't have good memories. We have our faults in remembering people. The beauty of All Saints Sunday is this: God remembers his saints. How can I say that? Because all the things that I just listed of why we forget and why we don't remember, They're listed. They're a part of the issue in Revelation chapter 7 that I want to guide you through. A large number that's overwhelming and consuming. Certainly God can't keep track of each saint. It's there in Revelation chapter 7. A whole multitude is around God from every nation, every tribe, every people. And God does not forget. Every saint is important to God in this picture of Revelation chapter 7. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God remembers. How about confusion and being under stress and duress? It's there in Revelation chapter 7. If you take a look at Revelation chapter 6 and 7, there's a sequence of seven seals that are opened on earth. And as you read about these seven seals, in between the sixth seal and the seventh seal being opened, this beautiful picture of heaven is given in our text here this morning. But I want to tell you what's going on in all the seven seals. People kill one another. Animals turn against human beings. Trees no longer bear foliage or fruit. The nations are distressed. Peace is taken away. And in the middle of all this distress and confusion, certainly God would forget his saints. Not one is forgotten. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints. Certainly God would remember the faults and the failures and the rough patches of these saints. Certainly that's what you and I remember in people so often, the difficult times in their past. Certainly wouldn't God know about the faults and failures of his saints, the ones that we're going to lift up here this morning in prayer this morning? No. The picture in Revelation 7, do you see what they're dressed as? They have robes of white. God remembers them in their perfection because they have followed Jesus and they are a part of his kingdom. That's how God remembers them. You know, I don't think, how does God remember? You know, it's interesting if you study this in the Bible, how does God remember things? Well, God doesn't use sticky notes. That's how we remember. That's the best thing we can do as humans. There is one thing that God does. Every time it says this in the Bible, God remembers. It's interesting. When we remember something, we just call it to mind and we think that we remembered. It's kind of a passive activity. You sit back and you have a moment of silence and then you move on with the rest of your life. God never does that. What the Bible says is this. When God remembers, he follows it up always with action on behalf of the person. Always. In fact, Genesis 8, when he remembers Noah, God follows it up with active protection and providing for Noah and his family. Friends, that's the truth. As God remembers you, he doesn't just bring you up into his mind. He has sent his only son, Jesus, on your behalf. He has provided for you in your life. He has decided to protect you in your life, and he acts on your behalf. You are precious in his sight. You are one of his saints. About 3 years ago, at the Vietnam Memorial, maybe some of you recall this at an anniversary, a whole bunch of volunteers came to Washington, D.C., and over about 65 hours, every name was read from the wall. And I think it was about 58,000 people. Names that are on the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I'll never forget what I heard I think it was a child of a father that had died in Vietnam. The child said, when that name was read, I felt for a moment that my dad was alive. All Saints Day is the day in which we recognize that God will remember us, not just for a second, but for eternity. You are blessed and loved by God and remembered as well. Let's pray about that this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we live in a world in which we struggle with our memories. We don't know who our great-great-great-great-grandfathers are. We never had an experience with them. We forget even people that we met last week. We need something bigger, Lord, today than sticky notes. We need you. Thank you for who you are, that you remember that precious in your sight is the death of one of your saints. May that give us confidence in this life and give us hope in the challenges we do face. Give us a heart to lean on you and your memory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.